Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Are you excited for Alex Gordon Day at the K?
Yeah, sure. It really doesn't do all that much for me if you're win a game, beat a good team.
Vern, you got to give me some level of enthusiasm right now. Do you know how
I don't have to do anything? Win a game, beat a good team.
Do you know how bad of a week it's been? Just think about the last 7 days for the Royals. They lost.
I live it every single day. I know all about it. I don't need a recap.
I want to tell you what happened anyway, because maybe somebody listening, they just came back from vacation. They don't know what's going on, Bert.
All right. It is your show. Yes.
They lost the series to the White Sox. I don't care how long you've been out of baseball, the White Sox are still bad. They're in the exact same state that they were before you quit paying attention. Jack Caglione got here. He has, like, what, 1-2 hits since he's gotten up, or at least since he made his home debut since he's been here?
He has 8 hits in 9 games. He's doing fine.
Okay. Well, let me tell my story the way I want to tell the story, Bird. Who's telling the story here? The Royals score 4 runs over 3 games against the New York Yankees. Their best pitcher is on the injured list, and we don't know when he's coming back. There was not a lot of positive things that happened. So now that there is a positive thing, it's Alex Gordon Day at the K. You're not going to be excited.
They ain't paying me. Odyssey's barely paying me. What are you talking about? No, I ain't selling tickets. We did that for the Yankees series. Win a game, beat a good team, protect your home field. And in this upcoming series with the A's, to me, it's one of those no-win series to where even if you sweep them, man, you better bludgeon them if you want the temperature of Royals fans to cool out a little bit. You've lost 5 straight series here at home to the Reds, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Cardinals, and the New York Yankees. The last time you beat a team here at Kauffman Stadium was the Chicago White Sox. So, yeah, okay, you're still better than the last place team. Even if you sweep the A's over the course of the next 3 days, okay, you're still beating a last place team. And this team needs to get some sort of I don't even want to say they need to get hot. What they need to do is take the hand that's currently wrapped around their throat when they go to the dish with the man in scoring position. Take that hand off and try to breathe a little bit.
Are you excited for Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead doll on Saturday?
If I could get one of those gold ones and retire with that bad boy, I would be. But,
Hold on. There's a gold one in there?
There's 5 gold Bobby Witt Jr. bobbleheads with his autograph on them that will be given away over the course of tomorrow's game. So, very Willy Wonka-esque, and I think a brilliant marketing idea.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know this.
Golden ticket action.
It is absolutely the golden ticket here. You could certainly retire. If you find the special edition Bobby Witt Jr., why go to work on Monday? I'm calling my boss and telling him I'm out of here.
I'm going to say everything I think on the postgame show if I get that bad boy tomorrow.
Do you get the promotions? Do you get the T-shirts and the replica rings and the? I mean, they got to give them to you,
right? Exactly. Yeah, they're like, here, Vern, man. This is for 2019. This is for 2020. Here's a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead.
I just can't imagine somebody to the Royals just coming and just handing you one big bag and stuff. Like, what's this for? You were here every day in 2019. You earned this.
We got to give you something, man. Sherman made sure of it. No, Royals are always good to the, you know, Jalen Thompson of the Star, Annie Rogers of MLB.com. Those that are, you know, boots on the ground every single day, they take care of us. They do a nice job out here.
All right, you and I haven't got a chance to talk about this. How worried are you about Cole Reagans with the injury? I mean, you know, he'd given up at least four earned runs in three consecutive starts. He'd given up four in four of his last five starts. Like, it has not been trending positively. He has a 5.16 ERA. He is now on the injured list for the third time this season. How worried are you about Cole Reagans?
Health-wise, very concerned. As far as those numbers, some of those are misleading. But, yeah, no, he wasn't Cy Young's Cole Reagans out of the gate. But the rotator cuff strain, that's concerning. If he's healthy, I still have all the confidence in the world. He's one of the 5-10 best left-handers in Major League Baseball. But, you know, rotator cuff, his situation reminded me a lot of what happened to Yoshinobu Yamamoto, one of the aces of the Dodgers staff. Last year, the Royals faced him. He threw two innings and then left the game. Said he was, you know, his shoulder was just a little sore. They skipped a start, hoping that it would subside. It didn't. And he found himself with a similar injury on the injured list for 2.5 months. So if the Royals are without, and listen, they're only projecting optimism, but they're not giving any sort of a timeline. So this is just me being the online sleuth and you know, looking around at other injuries that we've seen over the course of the past few seasons in Major League Baseball. But if this is a, you know, an injury that's going to keep him out until September, you know, Royals are now very fortunate to have Chris Bubich and Noah Cameron pitching the way that they do. It's no longer, you know, wow, can you believe how much quality starting pitching this team has? It's now, man, this team better get quality starting pitching every other day or every single night, because that's the one strength of this team. And, you know, 70 games into the season, that strength is now just, you know, a strong suit. I don't know if it's necessarily the type of rotation that can bully the opposition like you were last year when Reagans and Lugo were clearly two of the best in the American League. You got to the postseason because of that rotation. You lost to the Yankees in October because of that rotation. How do you get to October this year? Where's that aspect, that facet of the team that allows you to push around the opposition? It needs to be the rotation, but as you're pointing out, without Cole Reagans, that's going to be very difficult.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. What it makes me think about is just is how, like, finicky pitching can be, and how you go from feeling like Cole Reagans is one of the five best starters in the American League. He certainly had earned that over the last year and a half. Now, if what you're saying is he doesn't come back until September, now we're discussing a guy who has had two Tommy John surgeries and basically missed 2025 with an injury. He is still 27 years old, but it just goes to show you that razor-thin margin when you're talking about something as fragile as the arm and the elbow.
Yeah, and you're seeing it around Major League Baseball. The Mets were in a very similar situation where they had six starters and they were feeling themselves, and they're putting Paul Blackburn in the bullpen like the Royals were about to put, you know, you would think Michael Lorenzen in the bullpen. Then all of a sudden, a high throw to Kodai Senga, he's covering first base and he busts up his hamstring. And now he's on the IL, and the, you know, Mets have a good rotation, but they suddenly don't have that depth that gives you the confidence that that Royals fans have been able to bring to the ballpark every single night. The thought of, well, at least our starting pitcher is going to give us a chance. You still have that feeling, or at least you should have that feeling, especially with Michael Wacha. But when and if another injury befalls this rotation, suddenly, team could be in a lot of trouble, because I don't know where you turn to then. If your rotation isn't your strong suit, well, then the bullpen's going to suffer, because a bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be. And we all know the issues with the offense all season in the clutch situations. And man, this offense right now, the thing I keep coming back to is you can't be both. You can't have no power and no clutch. And that's this team right now. Worst in Major League Baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position, and also the fewest home runs in Major League Baseball. You can do one. The 2014 team had the fewest home runs in baseball. The 2015 team had the second fewest home runs in the American League. But they were outstanding in the big spots. Now, last year, the Royals didn't hit a lot of home runs, but they were among the best in those clutch situations. You can't be the worst in both and expect to be in October.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you need a two-out, nobody-on single, there actually might be the best team in the league at that. There's nothing this team loves more than having their seven-hitter come up with nobody on base and two outs and just getting you a nice little single to then, you know, keep the inning moving.
Or a leadoff single, and then that guy just has a really in-depth conversation with the first baseman. I mean, look at what this offense has done since Jack Caglione arrived. Statistically, they've been better than average. I mean, as a team, since Cags' arrival, they're hitting .280. League average is .250. Their OPS is about .760. That's 50 points better than league average. The issue is when those clutch situations show up, they gag. They choke. You know, call it whatever you want. The offense lately doesn't suck. It's just choking in the big moments. You know, they're killing themselves. They're gripping it too tight. Now, early on, April and for most of May, the offense sucked. The offense doesn't suck lately. They sadly just continue to stink in the clutch situation, so you're not scoring runs.
Vern, I think Cags needs to hit a home run soon. And not really just for himself, but just you and I both know how Royals fans are and how quickly they can put the Royals down. It's kind of like whenever you buy a kid a new toy and they play with it for a couple of days and then you're like, I'm done. I'm going back to what I've been doing this entire time. There was so much hype, so much buildup, so much about Tuesday. Almost everything has gone wrong since Tuesday, since he has come up. Man, him hitting a double and hitting a home run today and just getting people back excited about this team, getting back to 500, it could really go a long way. Cags just having a really solid day at home.
Well, I'll agree that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That Cags is no longer really much of a story. Yeah, it's wild to me that that was only Tuesday that we were sitting out front here at Kauffman Stadium talking about Cags and you know, what a big moment that was. Just a few days later, and to me, he's not even one of the top storylines of this game tonight. So that's wild, and sure, a home run would help, but if that home run comes in a loss to the cityless Athletics, we're not going to be celebrating. Well, some people will be celebrating Jack Caglione on the postgame show, but that's just a reflection of the great people of Kansas City. Like the same people that applauded Chris Bubich as he walked off the mound after giving up five runs the other day. There is something to the Midwest nice, right? Kansas City takes care of its own in a way that they're certainly not going to do in New York, in Boston, in some of the bigger markets around Major League Baseball. So, yeah, Cags will pacify some Royals fans. But for those of us that are focused on October, that's on, you know, getting back to the postseason and trying to improve on what they did a season ago. Man, I don't care how you do it or who does it. Just start winning some games.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, you're a little bit older than me, but you and I remember the same version of the Oakland A's. What is it like to see that franchise that had Giambi and Tejada and Mulder and some of those great pitchers that they had? What is it like to now see them? You're right. Like, they're a man without a country. They don't have a home. They play in a minor league ballpark. They turn their back on Oakland. What is it like to see the A's be in such limbo now, just given the kind of organization that we thought they were 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, and, you know, being a baseball nerd, loving the history, I can go back to even, you know, the Raleigh Fingers and Vita Blue and, you know, the three straight world titles in the 70s to, you know, Mark McGwire and Tony La Russa and them going to three straight World Series in the late 80s. Now, it's a proud franchise with some of the greatest players ever, from Reggie Jackson to Ricky Henderson. This Jacob Wilson ain't too shabby, the rookie that we're going to see tonight in the two spot, son of former big league all-star Jack Wilson. I don't feel bad for the franchise. I feel bad for the people of Oakland, sure, but it's also just a terrible reflection of Major League Baseball as well. That, I mean, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't think of this happening in another sport. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but just the bounce around without even a city. They're not the Sacramento A's, right? They're just the Athletics. That to me is just embarrassing. You don't seem like a professional league with a team that doesn't even have a city affiliation. I think it's an embarrassment.
Who is the player you think of when you think of Oakland?
Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, to me, is, him and Frank Robinson are probably the most underrated ball players of all time. You could make a case that Ricky Henderson's a top five pick if you're doing an all-time draft. I would certainly put him in the top 15. So Ricky Henderson's the name that comes to my mind.
You've seen a lot of home runs in your day. Have you ever seen a player hit a ball farther than Aaron Judge did a couple nights ago?
Yeah, not in that direction, no. I've never seen a ball hit there in a game before. Now, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, they put on shows in batting practice before. I once saw Judge hit one to where Joel and Monty do the post-game show from way out there in left center field. But as far as in-game, Mike Trout hit one to dead center field about a decade ago that I haven't seen matched. Shohei made a run at it a few years ago. But Trout's home run, to me, and maybe it's because it's Trout, maybe I'm the, you know, he's the new era Bo Jackson, where no matter what happens, nobody's ever going to hit a ball farther than Bo did out on the grass or Trout did to dead center. In that direction, I've never seen something like that. And to be honest with you, I was ticked off after the game that the Royals lost. But 20 years from now, I'm going to remember that more than I am the three-game sweep at the hands of the New York Yankees. So if you were in the building for that, you got your money's worth. One of the greatest players of all time, having his greatest season. You were in the building for one of what he's on pace to hit 61 home runs. You saw one of them here at the K. So that's at least a feather in our cap.
I don't think anybody is going to consider Denzel's Clark's catch the best that they've ever seen. But, I mean, there ain't that many catches I've seen that's more impressive than that one.
There's only one that's comparable, the Gary Matthews Jr. catch with the Texas Rangers about 15, maybe 20 years ago. He climbed the center field wall, and as he's climbing the wall, he realizes he has the ball miscalculated, so he kind of turns his hips while climbing the wall and catches a ball in the other direction. Those two, to me, are the top two catches, certainly of my lifetime.
What channel was ESPN for you?
I grew up in a house where I could never convince my dad to get cable. So we never had ESPN growing up, sadly. So that was why when I would go over to my buddy's house, they would always make fun of me because I never wanted to do anything other than sit there and just watch SportsCenter and be in my glory. So, no, man, I was one of those guys that didn't get a chance to see their hometown team all that often. So, you know, making it out to the ballpark once every few years was a really big moment to see these guys that I listened to on the radio. Didn't have ESPN growing up. Didn't get it until college.
What did you watch when you were a kid? Did you watch like a lot of those like old television shows that like come on after the news, like a lot of Roseanne and like Golden Girls? Like what did you watch as a kid?
Yeah, well, if sports were on, like the local shows, and they're all doing it now, all the local news stations, those Sunday night shows, man, those meant everything to me. Or any time that the local news had an extended sports section or whatever, segment, you know, that was always big. But yeah, no, I grew up on, you know, the same, not the same reruns, but, you know, a lot of 70s and 80s reruns, Jefferson, Sanford and Son. I mean, I wasn't, you know, destitute. We weren't, it wasn't a rough upbringing, but it, just didn't have everything that all the other buddies had.
Vern, I want to make sure that you tell people that I-70 eastbound is closed past I-35 due to a crash.
No.
And that the Royals are recommending that fans seek alternative routes to the K for tonight's game due to the eastbound I-70 lane closure.
Okay.
So this is a real good test to find out who's really from Kansas City and who's not. They're telling you to seek an alternate route. Some of us know the alternate routes. A lot of people, they're not going to know the alternate routes.
No, not me. No, I didn't learn Milwaukee after living there for 5 years. I don't really know Kansas City all that well. I'm sticking to my phone. So, no, I'm not giving you any alternate route, but what I will tell you is the Alex Gordon ceremony is going to begin at about 6:20. They want you in your seat at about 6:10.
How many more of these do they have? I mean, they've already had like four of these so far, and we just got to the summer.
It's ridiculous. You're telling me Kelvin Herrera and Wade Davis shouldn't be celebrated this weekend as well? Carlos Beltran shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. They're just dragging this out to, you know, get a bunch of people out to the ballpark. It's good for Alec. He obviously deserves it, but so does Billy Butler and Beltran. And I mean, there's a lot of people that should already be in that Hall of Fame. I voted for all of them, but obviously my vote did not get matched by enough other voters to put those guys in this year, apparently.
I mean, I like having Alex Gordon Day at the K and then Mike Moustakas Day at the K. I do like it. I just want the Royals to win one of these days. They never win when they have one of these special days.
And I guess maybe they're setting it up to have HDH Day where all three of them go into the Hall of Fame together. I guess that would be cool. Okay, I guess I'll give them a break on that. And then you also need Eric Hosmer's contract. You need the Padres to stop paying Eric Hosmer so he can finally officially retire a Kansas City Royal. It's just, I would imagine the Royals will be a little hesitant while he's still cashing checks from a rival.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. You're going to hear from him coming up in about an hour and a half. He is at Kauffman Stadium. Please keep in mind that I-70 is closed out by the stadium, and the Royals are encouraging you to find a different way to get to
the park.
Give them
the hookup, C-Dot. You know it.
It's one of those things either you know or don't know. Like, this again, Vern, this
You've been saying that for years, and you won't even tell me.
No, I don't mind telling you off air. I'm not going to tell you right now on the air all the different ways to get to it. It's one of those things. This is the way to find out who knows ball and who doesn't know ball.
Right,
like, oh, I'm from Kansas City. Well, wait, if you only know how to get there on the highway, you're not from Kansas City. You're an outsider. This proves it to me.
Well, if you could drop me somewhere, I'll find my way here. I just couldn't direct someone else how to get here. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. Vern, have a great weekend, man. For your sake, I hope the Royals play a lot better than they have for the last week.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.